Hey there, listeners. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild ride that is solo business and life. Today, we're diving into a topic that hits us all at some point. Building resilience in the face of failure. Ever felt like you're on a roller coaster, soaring high one minute, plummeting down the next? You know that feeling when you put your heart and soul into something, only to see it crash and burn? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, failure isn't the opposite of success. It's a stepping stone on the path towards it. Think of it like this. Every single successful entrepreneur, artist, or athlete you admire has faced their fair share of setbacks. It's how they bounced back, learned from those stumbles, and kept pushing forward that made all the difference. So, how do we build that inner fortress, that resilience muscle, to weather the storms? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that'll help you become a master of bouncing back. 1. Reframe your perspective. This one is huge. We tend to see failure as a personal attack, a reflection of our worth. But what if we flipped the script and saw it as valuable feedback? Imagine your failures as those annoying but helpful pop-up notifications on your computer. They might be interrupting your flow, but they're also trying to tell you something important. Instead of saying, "I failed," try, "What can I learn from this?" Two, embrace the growth mindset. This is all about believing that your abilities and intelligence are not fixed, but constantly evolving. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Every challenge you overcome, every failure you learn from, makes you stronger and more capable. So, when things get tough, remember, this isn't the end, it's an opportunity to level up. 3. Seek out support. We are not meant to navigate this journey alone. Talk to friends, mentors, other entrepreneurs, anyone who can offer a listening ear, a fresh perspective, or even just a virtual high five. Sometimes, simply sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you're not in this fight by yourself. 4. Celebrate small wins. It's easy to get caught up in the big picture and forget to celebrate the little victories along the way. Did you finish that report? Nailed that presentation? Celebrate it. Those small wins build momentum, boost your confidence, and keep you moving forward even when things feel challenging. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend who's going through a tough time. Offer encouragement, understanding, and remind yourself that you are capable, resilient, and worthy of success. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a budding entrepreneur with a fantastic idea for a new app. She pours her heart and soul into developing it, but after months of hard work, the launch doesn't go as planned. The reviews are mixed, downloads are slow, and she starts to doubt herself. She could easily spiral into self-pity and give up, right? But Sarah remembers what we've talked about today. She reframes her perspective, seeing this as valuable feedback rather than a complete failure. She seeks advice from mentors and fellow entrepreneurs, celebrates the small wins along the way, and practices self-compassion when things get tough. A few months down the line, Sarah has made significant changes to her app based on user feedback. She's learned invaluable lessons about marketing and product development. And you know what? Her hard work pays off, the app gains traction, downloads increase, and she's finally seeing success. This is the power of resilience. It's not about avoiding failure altogether, but about learning from it, bouncing back stronger, and ultimately achieving your goals. So remember, listeners, you are capable of incredible things. Embrace the journey. Learn from your setbacks, and keep pushing forward. As we wrap up today's episode, let me leave you with this. What's one small step you can take right now to build your resilience? Maybe it's reframing a recent setback as an opportunity for growth, reaching out to a supportive friend or mentor, or celebrating a small win in your life. Take that step today, and remember, I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep innovating and keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.